title, Jacked Breaks Jungle Chop, Drive and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a proper drum and bass riser, but not the boring white noise sweep kind. This is the jungle way, break chops that get more urgent, more bright, more distorted, and more unhinged as the drop approaches. The target is a 16-bar break riser that feels like escalating pressure. Think Amen-style fragments tightening up, getting busier and getting driven harder, with automation doing the storytelling. By the end, we'll have a clean impact moment so the drop hits like it's supposed to. Before we touch anything, here's the mindset. Treat this like a mini drum solo with a conductor. It's controlled chaos. You're not just throwing chops at the grid. You're arranging phrases, four bars, then another four, then a step up, then panic mode. Step 0. Set the session up so the chops feel like D&B. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. I like 174. Set your grid to 16th notes, and remember you can toggle triplets when you need that jungle language. In live, that's the triplet grid toggle. You don't need triplets everywhere. One triplet ambush near the end can be enough to scream jungle. Now make a group and name it Break Riser. Everything we build goes in here so we can automate and control it like one instrument. Step 1. Pick the right break source. Choose a break that has clear transient hits and some noisy top texture, because the room tone and hats are part of what creates the riser energy. Amen. Think, funky drummer, hot pants all perfect. Drag your break into an audio track. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. Turn transient loop mode off. Then adjust the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40%. Lower values feel tighter. Higher values give you more of that little retrigger click. The reason we like beats mode here is simple. It keeps slices crisp when you start micro cutting. Step 2. Slice it to a drum rack. Right click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient, and use the built-in slice to drum rack preset. Now you've got a drum rack where each pad triggers a slice. This is your jungle instrument. Rename it something like Amen Riser Rack and color it so you don't lose it later. You're going to automate and iterate, so clarity matters. Step 3. Program the riser chops. 16 bars, escalating density. Create a 16-bar MIDI clip on that sliced rack. And here's the big principle. Density is a riser. More events per second equals more energy, even if pitch stays the same. Bars 1 to 4. Teaser hits. Bass and intention. Put snare-ish and kick-ish fragments where they make sense, like on beats 2 and 4 if you want that classic punctuation. Add just one or two ghost hat slices per bar. Keep velocity moderate, like 70 to 95. You want headroom because we're about to add drive. Teacher note, this early section is where you earn the escalation. If you start too busy, you have nowhere to go. Bars 5 to 8. Answer phrases. Now add call and response. At the end of every two bars, do a short roll, 2 to 4 notes on 16ths is enough. Sprinkle in an occasional reverse slice as a little signpost into the next section. Not every bar, just enough that the listener feels movement. Bars 9 to 12, density jump. Introduce consistent 16th note hats using a hat-ish slice or something with room noise that reads like hats. Then add some 30-second bursts right before transitions. A great place is the last half beat of bar 12. That's your bar entering the final stretch moment. Bars 13 to 16. Full jungle panic. Now you can go near constant. Alternate snare-ish and hat-ish slices on 16ths, and save your 30-second stutters for the end of bar 15 and the end of bar 16. That's where you want the listener to feel like it's about to fall apart. And here's a spicy arrangement trick. In the last bar, try removing your main snare slice entirely. Let the riser tear upward without giving a full snare payoff. Then the drop snare feels ridiculously big, because you withheld it. Now, let's make it sound jacked. Step 4. Add drive with a stock Ableton chain. On the drum rack track, add saturator first. Use analog clip mode. Drive somewhere around plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. And crucially, bring the output down to level match. If it's just louder, you can't judge it. We want character, not volume. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 20%. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20%, but start light. Boom is usually off or very low for risers, because low-end buildup fights your sub and steals drop impact. Transients, boost it. Plus 5 to plus 20 can give that snap back after saturation. Then auto-filter. Set it to a 24 dB high pass. Start around 120 Hz, and by bar 16, you may end up anywhere from 600 Hz to even 1.5 kHz depending on how thin you want it. Keep resonance sensible, like 0.5 to 1.5. We want pressure, not a whistling filter. Then a Q8. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hc. If you want extra lift, a gentle shelf at 8 to 12 kHc, plus 1 to plus 3 dB, can help it feel like it's climbing. Finally, a limiter as a safety net, not as a vibe, as a seatbelt, because we're about to automate drive and you don't want random spikes taking your head off. Optional but highly recommended. Group these effects and map macros. One knob for high pass cutoff. One knob for dirt that moves both saturator drive and drum bus drive. One for snap, controlling drum bus transients. One for air, controlling your EQ shelf. This turns your riser into something you can play and perform, not just program. Now we make it move. Step 5. Automation that turns a loop into a riser. Start with auto filter cutoff. Automate a gradual rise across the 16 bars, but make it accelerate near the end. Slow in bars 1 to 8, medium in 9 to 12, aggressive in 13 to 16. And if you're in live 12, use automation shapes to draw an exponential ramp in the last two bars. Linear ramps often feel like they don't arrive hard enough right before the drop. Next, automate saturator drive upward, something like plus 3 dB at the start, up to plus 9 by the end. Again, level match, because we want the grit to increase, not the loudness. Now do reverb the smart way. On a return track, put a reverb on a return. Size around 40 to 70%. Decay 2 to 6 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut somewhere between 6 and 10 kHc so it doesn't get fizzy. Then automate the send amount. Increase it in the final 4 bars, but kill it right before the drop. Like, hard cut. Last 8th note or last quarter beat. Drop that send to minus infinity. That moment of suddenly dry silence makes the impact feel huge. Add utility after your EQ for width. Automate width from 100% up to maybe 140% by the end. Keep it subtle, because over-widening can smear transients and can get weird in mono. And here's an advanced little gain staging trick that makes drive automation way easier. Put a utility before your saturator and drum bus, and automate its gain down as the drive goes up. For example, utility gain from 0 down to minus 6 dB while saturator drive rises. That way, you get more distortion character change without accidentally turning your entire riser into a loudness ramp. Next, drama moments. The jungle stuff. Step 6. Reverse and suck in moments. A quick reverse slice trick. Grab a snare-ish slice from your drum rack. You can drag that slice sample out to an audio track. Reverse it. Fade it in. Place it about half a beat before a big transition, like bar 8 into 9 and bar 15 into 16. Then make it inhale. Put an auto filter on that reverse audio, use a 12 dB low pass, and automate the cutoff downward quickly into the transition. It feels like the air gets pulled out of the room right before the hit. Now controlled chaos. Step 7. Stutters that build intensity without destroying the groove. Add beat repeat on the break riser group, or do it on a parallel track if you want to blend it in. Start with interval at 1 bar, grid at 16th, chance around 10 to 35%. Gate around 80 to 120 milliseconds. Variation low. Pitch at 0, unless you want a tiny plus 2 semitones for hype. Then automate it. In bars 13 to 16, increase chance and tighten interval to half bar or quarter bar. For the last beat, flip the grid to 30 seconds just briefly. Then cut to silence. The key word is briefly. If beat repeat is always on, it stops beating special and it just becomes the sound of beat repeat. Now the last thing. How we end it so the drop slams. Step 8. Final transition choices. Option A is the hard stop. In the last eighth to quarter beat before the drop, mute the entire riser group or automate the volume down to minus infinity. That negative space is pure power. Option B is reverb tail plus filter kill. You push reverb send on the last hit so it blooms into a wash, then immediately high pass it and pull volume down. This is great for darker roller intros or cinematic vibes, where you want a ghostly lift into the drop rather than a full blackout. Now, some common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. First, no headroom while driving. If you crank saturation and drum bus and don't compensate output, you're just louder, not better. Level match constantly. Second, too much low end in the riser. Brake risers fight your sub and your drop punch. By the end, you often want to be high-passed pretty aggressively, sometimes 200 to 800 Hc depending on your track. Third, random chops with no phrasing. Jungle is chaotic, but structured. You need obvious 4-bar and 8-bar moments so the listener feels the acceleration. Fourth, over-widening. If your transients smear, your riser loses its teeth. Fifth, beat repeat always on. Automated like seasoning, not like the whole meal. Now let's add a few pro upgrades if you want heavier or darker DNB energy. 1. Parallel distortion return. Make a return track called Break Dirt. Put overdrive on it, set the frequency focus around 2 to 5kHz, drive maybe 20 to 60%. Then high pass it so it's only shredding the tops. Send into it mostly in bars 13 to 16. That gives you the tearing edge without shrinking the whole break. 2. Pitch tension but subtle. Put the pitch MIDI effect before the drum rack. Automate from 0 up to plus 3 or plus 5 semitones by the end. Don't go cartoon. It should feel like tension, not like the break turned into a chipmunk. 3. Gate the room noise for pressure. After distortion, add a gate so it opens on hits. Fast attack. Medium release. It makes the ambience pump aggressively. 4. Variation strategy in Live 12. Duplicate your MIDI clip every 4 bars and make tiny changes. 1 to 3 notes. A swapped slice. A missing hit. Listeners feel variation even if they can't explain it.